It is officially 11 o'clock and I am over my time. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Second Rodeo. I hope that you went and looked up Gustav Klimt. And I hope you enjoyed this show inspired by The Kiss. And I hope I will see you next week. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your night. Thanks again for tuning in. This has been Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud. And I will see you next week.
Fleetwood Mac. They're wonderful. They're great, but turning it off. Hello, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for the kind of jarring transition into my voice, which I'm sure is just slightly less sweet sounding than Fleetwood Mac and their lesser known cousin Fleetwood Cheese. I'm going to play a track that's a little bit smoother and one that I don't think I have a lot to say about while I get set up, as has become the norm lately. This is One More Night with Kuka and Flume. It's a remix by I don't know, it's called the Versus GT remix. I don't really know what that means, because I don't think that's like one of the artists. It is one of the artists on the track. Okay, the original track has four people on it, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, this remix came up. I hadn't heard this song in a little bit, but when it first came out, I remember like writing lyrics over it, because I felt like so much of the song was really good and but like kind of empty, or like it would have been fun to have like a duet space between the original vocals by Kuka, but it's whatever. I liked this remix though. It came up and reminded me how like good and clean this song is, so let's do that for a bit while I log into everything. And then we've got some less profound and smooth stuff for the rest of the show. But for now, let's ease into it with this. Awkward. Hello. I'm having trouble with my adapter, which is going to be a pain, because if you've been listening for the past couple weeks, I'm already having trouble with my laptop. So this is already like plan B. Let's try that again. I'm going to start it from the top, perhaps, if I can. Sorry about that, everyone. Let's try it again. Okay, brief hiccup, but I think it's kind of resolved. It sounds like there's a little bit of white noise in the background, but now that I'm talking, I think I hear it now too. So maybe I just have tinnitus. No, I think my adapter isn't in all the way, so I'm going to try and give it the old Nintendo 64 trick one second. If you hear this, I apologize, but you know, a little bit of... Yep, and then... A classic, get all the dust out, because dust, I don't know, messes with electrons, and that's electricity. You know, it's kind of crazy to think that electricity is, like, not that old. And I know that's, like, kind of a crazy statement, but, like, it really isn't that old. And electrical infrastructure, even less so. I don't know. I was just kind of thinking about this late, because I just got back from Italy recently, and over there they have stuff that's, like, older than 250 years, which is crazy, because here we really don't anymore, because we kind of pushed it all out and made Walmart parking lots, basically. But I don't know, I was just kind of, that electricity was, like, you know, figured out by Kite Man Franklin here, which means it's young. But I don't know, anyway, I feel like society has made a lot of material progress in the past 250 years that the social prospects definitely need to catch up on a little bit, but alas. Okay, that's like, I'm already woke. It was pre-10 minutes and I'm woke. Okay, I want to play some of the JVB album, because first of all, I need to like dance and move a little bit after that. That was very smooth, very nice. Thank you, Flume and Kuka and Versus GT for your remix. But when I advertised the show, I said, get your dance on. And so we're going to play some music that will help you get your dance on, hopefully. And if it doesn't, you have to like book a doctor's appointment like I did today. I checked off like 4 of the appointments that have been like stacking up, you know, I called, made them, paid billing or whatever. It feels so good to get all of that off your chest. And it usually only takes like 20 minutes if you actually know who to call and what to do. But alas, adulting is hard, you millennial term. Anyway, I'm going to start with the leading track on the album. It also shares the name of the album, which is Hyper Youth. And I really love these guys. They already very much made themselves very clear that they are not taking themselves seriously, but at the same time, taking having fun kind of seriously. Like, it's really important to be making things that you enjoy. And it's so obvious that these two are performing their best when they're just like in the studio together trying to make each other laugh. And you can hear that in a lot of their earlier tracks. This album has a little bit more of a professional flair to it. A couple, you know, it's like a rap album, and there's a couple tracks that go into a more kind of slower, maybe R&B feel. Not really R&B, but just like slow chill rap kind of, and a little bit more emotional. But overall, it still stays pretty lighthearted throughout it, and most of it is just goofy. Has some pretty fun features on it too. It has Rebecca Black featured and JPEG Mafia and Tia Simone. I think, yeah, is it Tia Simone? No, it's Tia Corian. Yeah, it's Tia Corian. Sorry, my bad. And her single on it is really good. Like, it's really, really good. It could be the best single, or not single, solo, my bad. I think actually Rebecca Black has just like a crazy, like, voice on this track. It's just very, very fitting, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm gonna play it later, but we're gonna play maybe 2 or 3 tracks from these guys. I'll maybe sparse it out so it's not just JVB back to back to back, because some of their songs can maybe, their energy is very familiar, I'll say. But I really like this album. It's all about kind of being afraid to grow up and seeing people around you growing up and being like, wow, they're taking themselves seriously, and I just feel like I'm not there yet. But I think it's still important to, like, I don't know, be in touch with the part of yourself that wants to goof off, because goofing off kind of rules. So embody that a little bit. Don't be afraid to dance at the clubs. That's a huge element in this song, there are in this album. A lot of it is just, don't be afraid to dance like an idiot, because we're all idiots, so just let it happen. And if people are going to ridicule you for that, or if you're ridiculing yourself kind of metaceptually, thinking that they're ridiculing you for doing it, you got to get over that, man. Just go in there. You paid for a ticket. Go have fun. The other one is playing lots of Lady Gaga, which should help with step one. So those are the two themes of the album. Let's get into it. I've talked enough. Here is Hyper Youth, Joey Valence, and Bray.
But does growing up just change your body? Or also your soul? Maybe I could just stay the same forever.
Y'all pissed about it. If you're mad, talk with the kids about it. Remember when Mac Miller went about it? I don't really think I just act about it. And now we on a world tour. Why you always asking me? Fuck the nosebleeds, the floor's capacity. You can find me in the club, cause that's the kind of shit that we do when we're young. Go get it, I KO like Mayweather. Every album drop, I just get better. Go mode, I got my old Nitro. JDB number one, no typo. Laced up in the all black Tims. Big body Lexus, 20 inch rims. I got style that you cannot teach. How I dress, how I walk, how I rap, let me preach.
To fade in just the next track for a little bit because the transition is really smooth. The production on this album went up a level. I think it's all produced by Joey Valence. Congratulations, man. From at least the last one, there's so much stuff happening in this one that sounds so clean. I'm in love with it. Also, very in love with the like fun aggro rap that they have, as well as just goofy stuff happening in it. Like, they have a Bangarang reference in there along with the bass vocal sample from the same song, and it's such a like nostalgic feel for people who have been goofy for a really long time, I suppose. Also, like, these guys really know how to get a crowd going, and if you can't understand that from like the track, check out their socials. They have so many videos of them like coming out to just a packed crowd. They're all screaming the lyrics and like no one's on a phone. It's like, it's really cool to see that they are like really bringing a party everywhere they go, and that's what they're trying to do, and they're being successful with it by just being goofy JVB. So really love that for them. It's inspiring for weirdos everywhere. I am gonna skip the Tia Corin, even after I got her name wrong. I'm going to skip that track and move right to another JVB track. I will do the Rebecca Black feature. I think this song is smooth. Like, I feel like there's certain parts of the production that are so gnarly and gritty, and like the vocals too from both Joey Valence and Bray can get like super, super like, not necessarily the lyrics, but how they're saying it, and like their punctuation and enunciation is very like pronounced. And then Rebecca Black comes in, and it is just, like, immediately, like, the most smooth, like, sensual song on the album, and probably that I've heard in a while. I think she, like, completely transforms the song, and then it rips right back to Joey Valance and Bray in a way that doesn't feel disorienting. It is actually kind of, like, fun and exciting. So I hope you agree with that. And this is See You Dance with Rebecca Black. And I really like the messaging on this album, too. It's about being hot and dancing. And you can really only do the first one if you're doing the second one. So take note, everybody, in the clubs. Dance at the clubs. Okay, here's See You Dance.
Chemical attraction. We both know about a way.
Can I be a plus one? We could be a 10, I could be your best friend. Stone cold stare, eyes like Medusa. 3:16 a.m.
I see the red chucks on your feet. Damn punk on repeat. Nike socks, FUBU top. Moonwalk, popping lock.
Let's go!
Let me do it again. We did that shit with no hands. I just wanna see you dance. So drop that shit again. Shake that ass down toe to toe. Say hello, then I bust a move. We get your phone, so DJ set that tone.
Carhartt jeans with a crisp white tee. Been stepping out clean since 2016. I'm a crump in the club, I'ma pop my shit. My drip too lit, get a flick of my fit.
I see you, right, you see me. Got bottom, like bikini.
I don't want Hennessy, I prefer grenadine. Cherry in the cup, isn't that heavenly?
Let me do it again. We did that shit with no hands. I just wanna see you dance. So drop that shit again.
Good. I love that track a lot. Yeah, I really do like Rebecca Black's both chorus, I suppose, but also her verse slash bridge. And then the production as it goes right into I don't know who's next on that. I think it's Joey Valance first. But it has this like kind of sound of like a tire squealing or like a drift, you know, like. Yeah, and it sounds sick. I love it. I love weird noises. Dude, speaking of which, maybe we'll play Itchy Scratchy. I don't think I've played that yet. I love playing Subtronic's music, especially to, like, people who have never heard it before or anything like it, because it's so gross and gnarly and, like, literally, like, sounds wet and, like, sparkly and pixelated and all these really pronounced kind of textures, but, like, orally and not like by mouth, I mean by ear, like a-u-r-a, but that not, wait a minute, how come that's the same as aura, which is like your spirit? Maybe music is the spirit that's around us all, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't even know what I'm saying. Moving on. I'm gonna play, you know what, we are just gonna play a bunch of JVB back to back to back for a little bit, so I hope you're liking it. If not, tune back in and like 10 minutes maybe. But the next one I'm gonna play is the party song. because it has one of my favorite samples in it ever, which is just someone going, I like to go out, I like to party. And then we'll also probably play Go Hard, which, as you might be able to guess, goes extremely hard. They have some really good sample usage in that track especially, and just, I don't know, I think these ones are super hype, super fun, and again, would love to. I've caught JVB once live. It was at GovBall this year. They were like one of the first sets opened like at 2:30 p.m. and only had like 30 minutes or something, but gosh, the crowd was like totally there and just dancing with a bunch of strangers and like doing dumb dance circles and stuff and mosh pits for no reason at like 2. It was super, super fun, and I really wish they were coming to Boston on this Hyper Youth tour. They are not, and I don't think I'm making the trip to one of the closer locations, so alas. But I did get the album, and maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that later, like on vinyl, but for now, let's get into the party song, because I like to go out, I like to party party, I like to get wild, I like to party party, kind of, you know what kind of stuff I be on, FCC, I won't say it, but you all know what I'm thinking. Okay, anyway, party song.
Yes, I can't dance with chicks, I need the house music to dance with the chicks.
I like to go out, I like to party party, I like to get wild, I like to party party, I like to go out, I like to party party, I like to get wild, I like to party party. Party party. Party party. Party party.
Yo, I wanna break dance, I wanna make plans. Did you get the memo? I got you, hit my demo. Let's party, let's bounce, hands up, bust down. I like to go out, I like to, I like to.
I like to go out, I like to party, party. Get the fuck down and go move your body. You wanna start with me, it's just a part of me. I like to go out, I like to party, go.
I like to go out, I like to party, party. I like to get wild, I like to party, party. I like to go out.
Assistance or no stylist when I'm shopping. Only acne on my body is this denim that I'm rocking. I came to party, I don't drink Bacardi. I can't afford the drinks cause I'm saving for a Rari.
So Alex Jersey Shore, I leave it all on the floor. You bitches want me like Prada, I get it all from my mama. Everybody else is leaving with a hottie. I don't really care, I came to motherfucking party.
I love to go out, I like to party party, I like to get wild. I like to go out, I like to party party, I like to get wild, I like to party party.
Fish fucking Megalodon.
I'm meeting fried rice alone at Little Szechuan. Your girlfriend DMs me on IG. Your boyfriend calls me gay, but he wants to kiss me. I'm myself, I don't wanna be no one else. You gotta self-reflect, you got a lot to suppress. I parked the Lexus across the street from my exes. I wonder if she misses my good morning texts. I gotta draw the curtains, I've said too much already. Good thing I'm strong, cause the game is getting real heavy.
Okay, yeah, I love that track a lot. Also, I think it's in, I don't know if it's in Go Hard, but I think it is. But let's just say they meet the criteria to say everything in that song. Also, mostly because they like to party, but also because they need house music to dance with. No, okay. But I really, really like that song. I love how just intense and fast it is. And I was showing it off to my brother a little bit because there's just certain parts of it that are super funny. And he pointed out this part that I didn't catch on first listen, but now that I'm listening to it, it is like so hype. Originally, I really liked the part where he goes, everybody in this club is leaving with a hottie. I don't really care. I came to MFing. And then he's going to say party, and he just says par, and then there's this quick voice that like cuts him off and goes, go, go, and jumps right into the chorus with a couple kick drums too. So it's really punchy when it goes, go, go, and jumps right into it. And there's something like super sick about orchestrating the rhyme and then not actually completing it and speeding into a drop like just a quarter note faster than you would have expected. I think like it totally continues the immediate momentum that you feel in this track of like, it feels like it's always pushing you forward to the point of like you're on your toes, and that just continues that path. And then all of a sudden it slows down in these little like break sections for a bit, and you know, record scratch back to something kind of feral and crazy. Really, really like that track. I don't expect to hear it in a live setting for a little bit, which kind of stinks because it is like, especially some of the production on it, those like really gnarly like wow 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 basses, you know which ones I'm talking about, are like deeply electronic in nature. But I don't really know. I'm going to Breakaway this weekend. I'm super excited for that. I've had a great time there both of the last 2 years I went. It'll be my first time seeing Subtronics live. Oh my god. I don't think any of them are going to play JVB, and if they do, probably not the party song. And if they do, it'll probably be a remix, which I would like, I don't know, I'd be interested in that, but whatever. Who knows? Anyway, I can't wait to hear that live, see that live, play that live if I have to do it my darn self. We'll see. But moving on, last track from this album, I'm going to play Go Hard by Joey Valence and Bray. We don't have a lot of chill stuff. Maybe we'll do some of the recent like Porter collabs towards the end here, but for now we're gonna keep it going with Energy and Octane with Go Hard, Joey Valence and Bray. This one also gets right into it, but it's a little bit smoother, and I love there's a lead in this that comes in at about maybe 15 seconds in, very trappy rap lead, with this like high sine wave whir kind of thing, or you'll hear it, you'll maybe know what I'm talking about, but it sounds great and it's executed so well. And like, mad props to Joey Valence for the production quality on this entire album. It's been super fun to listen to the improvement from the last album, which was also really good, but mostly fun because JVB is fun. I think there's certain parts of this album that I heard and was like, whoa, like this is sick and really well done. I found more perhaps impressive rather than just entertained. But in any case, here's Go Hard with Joey Valence and Bray.
You know what? Stop crying and get your ass up.
Thursday, I'm in Dubai. I'm booked out. I'm a busy guy. Airplane mode, I don't reply. Pink G-Shock on the wrist. I'm a gentleman. I never say bitch. New nails and my hair look nice. I'm so fresh, like an ice cold spray.
Yeah, so fresh, can't be like me. We just met, you want VIP. I'm not giving that thing for free. Broke that shit like a DVD. I'm on that, you want that. My whole fit, you stole that. I pull up in Jankos, cause all you bitches know I go hard.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
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 Check, set up, pretty girl, get up. Streetwear spender, you wanna hang out? Let me check my agenda. Ice on the keys, but no Alicia. Better pay up if you want a feature. I'm a old girl, y'all just wanna be. Sign me at my local Applebee's.
Yeah, you can follow me. We hit it off the tee. I got the swag. choose the clothes. Get out the way, you mad to roll. We ACU a fan. Talking my shit, I'ma do it again. I am myself and I did what I said. So cut that shit and
go hard.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
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 Yeah, I really like that track. That outro is super funny to me. There's a recording, I think, on Bray's, it took me forever to find it for my brother, but I think it was on Bray's Instagram, where that whole outro, they cut off part of it because it goes on for a little while. Is all just like ad lib, like him just screaming into the mic, like whatever he wants for a little bit, and until he like basically runs out of breath. And that part at the end where he's like, I'm gonna pass out, is real. Like, you see him like spinning as he steps away from the mic, and he just like falls over because he was screaming into it so much. And it's all just nonsense. Really nice. I felt like that's a fantastic outro for a song with that kind of energy. Also, someone's recommending so many things in the chat. Maybe we'll just play one at the end here. There was a big debate that went down in my circle lately involving Said the Sky, because there's a where was it? I don't think it was North Coast. Maybe it was North Coast. No, it was Lost Lands. At Lost Lands this year, there is a set time conflict between Dab the Sky, which, if you are into emotional EDM music, that is like a crazy collaboration pair for that, and they've done live shows together that have been very good, very fun, lots of like live guests usually that they have like featured on some of their songs that will do like a live performance, but it's conflicting with Excision and Subtronic's back to back, which I haven't seen a set like that posted anywhere. I'm sure it's probably maybe happened in the past, but like, all right, like it must have happened in the past, because they are like, they're both huge names in the bass wubby space, you know what, that like the space wubby bass space, you know what I'm talking about. Wow, I just fully like stimmed for 30 seconds on air, but that's okay. And like, for some of us, it was an immediate, like, you go to Subtronic's and Excision, because one, Dab the Sky has done a lot of stuff before. Two, their music is so much better to listen to, like, wistfully while you're looking out a window, in my opinion. And if you're paying, like, crazy money to go to, like, a bass set, you should go to the bass set, in my opinion. But, again, to each their own. I was very surprised that we had certain members in our team who were like, I would go to Dab the Sky in a heartbeat. And I was like, you do you, man. But I feel like I know my answer, but I can be accepting of all forms of human experience, especially music taste and what you choose to listen to and spend your time with at concerts. Okay, I'm going to move forward for a little bit here. I had some other stuff that I wanted to play. Let's see. There's the new Ray Volpe, but that's like, that's pretty crazy. Well, we might ease up to that a little bit with some more electronic stuff, a little less rap. So Juelz dropped a random mixtape this Friday, I don't think anyone was expecting him to make a release, especially because he's kind of caught up in this, I don't know, this beef with Chill. It's like simulated beef. They're not, I think they're just doing it. I mean, they're very obviously just doing it for like a show because they're both touring with Dabin right now. And I think at one point they're going to both open in a kind of like head-to-head DJ thing. And they've been like mock, you know, firing shots at each other over social media, but some of them have been kind of like kind of crazy. Like one of them accused the other of being an industry plant and the other one accused them of like ripping off merch. But like, I don't know, it's whatever. It was all just like hype for no reason, I think, or like for a reason, I suppose, which I feel like is a little disingenuous, but whatever. I was really hoping to see them like go for the throat in this thing, but they can maybe go, like, they can bring it back if they like kiss at the end and it's like Romeo and Juliet and they were like, we thought that we were on different sides, but actually I've never read Romeo and Juliet. I have seen the movie with the gnomes though. Anyway, cycling this back for a second, Juelz dropped this mixtape. It has some stuff on it that is really, really good. One ID that he's been playing for like a couple of years now, that I didn't think was going to get a release, and he did release it as just an ID. It's just called Dancing Robots ID because one of the vocals in it is like, this is like Dancing Robots or something. But I'm going to be playing Sybau, Sybau. I'll let you figure out what that means, but it starts with Shut Your, so you can maybe fill in the rest. And I think this track goes crazy. There's also like a pre-vocal on the track beforehand because this is a like a 17-minute mixtape. It plays together very, the transitions are all pretty seamless, I would say. Where it goes like, how did this get cleared? Or like, I don't know how they cleared this. And I feel the same way because the second drop has this like super catchy melody in it that is very reminiscent of like older school techno kind of beats. And you'll find it familiar for sure. At least I feel like, but it goes crazy. It's a really fun, mix. I recommend listening to the whole mixtape. It's very inspired by FU Skrillex. You think you're Andy Warhol, but you're not, complete with like very random ad libs and, just random vocal ad libs, like a guy going like triple the bass and stuff like that. So you'll hear that. Maybe ignore it or don't. I think it's kind of funny. But I think this and maybe the other one is My Insane Pace. I don't know if we'll play both of them, but these two tracks go really crazy on this mixtape / EP. So here is Sybau to amp it into the electronic space a little bit more.
Ripple the bass.
It's crazy. I actually, towards the second drop, did get out of my chair and just, like, flailed around like an idiot for a little bit. Plus, I've got, like, a lot of hair. I do need a haircut right now. But I am growing it out because I wanted to, because it's fun or whatever. And it's so fun to, like, swing it all around. I had so much fun at the last show. That was just, like, last week. I went on a boat show this weekend. Yeah, it was really fun. The DJ reposted my story, which is, like, super clout. I didn't even need to tell everyone about it, but I am now. So there's that. But it was super fun. He has this one song that's basically like this kind of like pirate drinking song, kind of. And it was super fun to listen to that on a boat. That's kind of the main reason I got my ticket. I just wanted that experience because it sounded fun. And it was. And then he took it into this like electronic mix of Shipping Out to Boston. And it was so good. It was literally just like the main melody of Shipping Out to Boston with like a triplet kind of bass or like triplet kick on it and like some phaser flanger on it to give it a little movement. But I was grooving with it. It sounded so good. But anyway, that's Saibao. I love that second drop so much. And I love that vocal so much. If you ain't cooking, then get off the pot. It goes so insane because I don't even know how many different ways I can think of that expression. Wow, I flipped right to the anime PSA. This one goes out to you, Edward, if you are still a weekly listener to the show. The guy who compiles all the PSAs, you're a real one. Here is Walking is Good Exercise PSA, featuring three anime girls walking to school. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, cool. Walking's really good for you. I will say, like, maybe the safety thing can be exaggerated. You gotta be careful, especially nowadays. People just be driving like morons. I've been hit by two vehicles in my time here in Boston, and only one of them was my fault, so, like, basically, I'm a victim. Moving on, though, I want to play the new Alley Cat. It finally got dropped. She's been playing this at live shows for a while, and she'll be at Breakaway this year, too. I'm super, super excited to see that again because she is one of those DJs that very much like Levity. They did a lot of, like, you know, features with each other, too, because they have a track together called One For You, I think it's called. But they both are groups that just get up there and have a blast on the decks and like are just having a good time. And I think Alley Cat also like recently just had a set where it kind of like malfunctioned or something went awry, and it was at a bigger set, maybe like North Coast or something, I forget. And you know, it didn't go well. But she handled it super well, which I feel like is, I don't know, it's definitely more common for the less popular DJs, but, like, just last year at Breakaway, I saw Tiesto have, like, a Dex failure, and it literally, like, sent, like, he was like, I don't want to be here anymore, like, blah, 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 you know, because I'm a big Dave, and what if I do it in Boston or whatever, and we were kind of like, I don't know, man, just play your, like, radio hits, and let's move on with the night, but alas. But anyway, Alley Cat is all about having fun, and I think that comes across in this track. That's a big theme of the show tonight, I suppose. But this track is complete with all of the, you know, sparkly textures of some of the more space-based sounds of, like, Grizz and Subtronics, as well as really just grimy, wubby basses, and a little bit of a, like, bro-steppy element, too, that kind of 2011 bangarang sound. Which all together just thrown into this like heap of noise is very stimulating. I really like this track a lot, and especially live it goes really hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie, hearing the release I'm kind of like, this is nice in my headphones, but every time it goes off in like a live setting and there's like you know, visuals with it too, but mostly just a bass that's like shaking your body. It's really euphoric. It's like a great track. One element that I've never noticed about it until the release is there's a part in the builds where it's just spelling her name over and over again. Kind of goes sick as an artist tag. I like it. We're running out of time here, though, so I gotta get a move on. This is So Damn Good by Alley Cat. There's something so beautiful about brass and bass and guitar bass, but also electric bass, but like not the electric bass guitar, like the electronically generated bass line. Don't know why I said it like that, but wow, I love that just like symphony of madness in that track. It's so fun. And really do like how you can tell it's just like it has so many roots of inspiration throughout the industry kind of coming together in one track. Shout out Alley Cat. Go check out her stuff and go see her at Breakaway if you're in the area or wherever her next sets are, wherever those other areas are. It's a really fun time. She throws on a good show. Her merch is also sick. Like, I wish I kind of got some because, like, now I'm a much bigger fan of her than when I saw her live at Thunderdome, I think was the last time. And dang, like, her jersey is so cool. It has this like messed up cat on it because her name is Alley Cat, and then there's just like lots of glitchy like rainbow 8-bit patterns that merge into something much more like lucid and like wavy. I don't know. It's pretty sick. Just look up like Alley Cat jerseys. They're pretty sick. I don't know. What are we? Should we get super weird? Let's get super weird. New track by Igloo Ghost came out. I love Igloo Ghost. He also does visual art for all of his cover arts and music. And just as a side project, I think he does some visual art. And it's also entrancing and just kind of like otherworldly. And that's exactly how I describe a lot of his music. He has just this very eclectic collection of samples and orchestration techniques, and I don't know, I really like it. I think it's very, again, kind of like stimulating. It's very like brain activating for a lot of it. That being said, I feel like, so he teased or released this single from an EP that's coming out, I think, in like a day, maybe tomorrow, maybe tonight, I have no idea. And I was super excited because I didn't know it was coming, and this track is like, it maintains all of those elements I just mentioned, but it also feels a lot more like, not emotional, but definitely in that vein. It's a little bit more like personal, perhaps, or like consistent lyrically. And I don't know, I like the direction. It's eerie and it feels depressing a little bit, but it's cool music. So I don't know, let me know what you think about it. I really love this artist in both forms of the art that they create. You should check them out, they're pretty cool. But here is Excavator 0.03 by Igloo Ghost. I love how pulsy and punchy and like signally all that music is. Like a lot of Igloo Ghost music is has those qualities, but especially that track is so nice. And I love the lyrics. Like, I can only really make out a couple of them, but it's like so I don't know, so gross and like gnarly, but also kind of like intimate, I guess. Like, it's very like, it feels very personally convoluted. He's got sewage in his throat that he's trying to block out, but it keeps coming out because it's from him and he wants to decompose. But I don't know, it's cool, it's kind of sick. He like I don't know, look at his art, it'll make more sense maybe, or it won't and you can just lose it in the last 30 seconds like I am doing it. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If no one comes in, I might play a couple more tracks just because I'm feeling a little alert and I want to play more music maybe. Maybe even